got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love.
All right. Yeah. I got the world on a string, Jerry Lewis, from his massively successful album, Jerry Lewis Just Sings. I believe it topped out at number 3 on the charts. And this was at a time, obviously, when, you know, he was doing his comedy. He was making his movies and working with Dean after he worked with Dean. And but yet he found success in, like, almost every part of the entertainment world. Jerry Lewis passed away on Sunday. And he was just one of my heroes. And entertained me from the time I was, a little kid. Watched his movie, grew up watching his movies, watched them all the time, and was a massively influential and important filmmaker as well. So the Hollywood Reporter reported that he passed away. He dominated show business with Dean Martin in the 50s. He starred in The Bellboy and The Nutty Professor. He hosted the Labor Day Telethon for decades, and he received the Hirschfeld Award. Jerry Lewis, whose irrepressible zaniness and frantic creativity vaulted him to stardom as a comic movie star who wielded unparalleled green light power at Paramount Studios in the 60s. He died on Sunday. He was 91. And Lewis, who teamed with Dean Martin in the 50s as one of the most successful tandems in the history of show business, died at 9:15 a.m. at his home in Las Vegas. Lewis's health ailments over the years included open heart surgery in 1983, surgery for prostate cancer in 92, treatment for his dependence on prescription drugs in 2003, a heart attack in 2006, a long bout with pulmonary fibrosis, a chronic lung disease for which he took prednisone, causing his face and body to balloon. He went through several health issues. I mean, that's just kind of a partial list. He was close to death a bunch of times and always fought back. And I don't think if you weren't around, and I wasn't around in the 50s, but to, you know, hear tales told, and I've read, you know, several books on Jerry Lewis, the best of which, by the way, if you're interested in a really great book on Jerry Lewis with all of his greatness and flaws, is a book called The King of Comedy by Sean Levy. I've had Sean on the show a couple of times, and it's the definitive book about Jerry Lewis, and it really is. And Jerry co-wrote a book about his relationship with Dean, which is a wonderful book. It's called Dean and Me, A Love Story. But there's been a lot of stuff written about Jerry Lewis, certainly a controversial figure, no question about it. Some of the stuff that he said, you know, he said that women weren't funny, which, of course, is absurd. He, you know, as he got older, he got grumpier. As the years went on during the telethon, he would just blatantly berate anybody who was there. Like, he'd scream at the band leader, and he would, I mean, it got to the point where it was like, Jerry, take it easy, man. Take it easy. You know that he ran his show with an iron fist, and I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, I mean, I know that people were fired during the weekend, during the telethon weekend. He was an interesting, flawed guy, but the point is, he was enormously talented. He was influential, and one of the most important American filmmakers to ever live. He was innovative. He, as I mentioned earlier this morning when I was talking with Carl, Lisa about Lewis, he invented the video assist, invented it. This is now a common thing that directors use on movie sets all over the world. He wanted to see what the take looked like. He wanted to see it played back. And that's a common thing. And Jerry Lewis invented it. It was his idea to do the video assist. And, you know, this was the kind of innovation as a filmmaker that Jerry Lewis had that no one really knew about. And no one really dug into it because, you know, most of the reputation that Jerry Lewis has is he's the guy that goes, "I love your blanket, lady," and then he falls over and knocks stuff over, and that's what Jerry Lewis does. But he was so much more than that. We've got some audio here from, you know, interviews and some stuff from his movies, and I want to recommend some things. I got a couple of personal quick stories about Jerry Lewis. I only got to meet him once. and ask him one question at a press conference, and I managed to completely piss him off. And so my one chance to have a conversation with one of my absolute heroes, and yeah, not good. And I'll tell you about that coming up. And so anyway, if you want to jump in, what are your favorite Jerry Lewis movies, your favorite memories? Did you watch the telethon? It was never Labor Day without Jerry Lewis, and it's just not been the same. You know, he hadn't hosted for 7 years, the telethon, but it's just never the same now without Jerry on Labor Day. All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up and then Jerry Lewis tribute coming up right here on WGN. Jerry. Rockabye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody. Steve and Johnny remind us that that reached number 10 on the Billboard Top 100 in 1956. Jerry Lewis passed away on Sunday. Needless to say, one of my absolute heroes. And we're going to play some clips from movies and interviews and stuff like that and pay tribute to the genius that was Jerry Lewis, not without his controversy, but an amazing comedian and filmmaker and entertainer that ever lived. And so, yeah, a couple of stories. So I said before the news that I had a chance to ask Jerry Lewis a question at a press conference, and I screwed up. Jerry Lewis played the devil in Damn Yankees in the mid-90s. He did it on Broadway, and then he toured the country for a while, playing the role in Damn Yankees. And he was great. I saw it twice. He was great. And so I was very excited about it, and they did a press conference here at a hotel downtown, and Roy and I went. Roy Leonard and I went. And it was in a hotel, like a ballroom, and there were about 15 of us from the press there. And there were some cameras and stuff like that. And there was a podium. And he came in. And when Jerry came in, of course, he was wearing his tennis shorts, his sneakers and his socks up to his, you know, up to his knees. and he comes in. The first thing he says is he sees Roy, who's in the we're in the front row. And he sees Roy. And he goes, "Geez, Roy, you still working?" So, because Roy interviewed, by the way, Roy's interview with him from 1982 is up on our first page at WGNradio.com. And if you want to hear, obviously, one of the greatest interviewers of all time interviewing one of the greatest interviewees of all time, you should listen to it. It's at WGNradio.com, Roy Leonard's 1982 interview with the great Jerry Lewis. So, I'm sure you guys have heard of this movie, that this notorious movie that Jerry Lewis appeared in and directed, called The Day the Clown Cried. This is a film from 1972 that he made, and it's about a clown played by Jerry Lewis who entertains the Jews as they go into the gas chamber. It's a notorious movie that only a handful of people have seen, and even Jerry Lewis said it was a disaster. But I'm, as a Jerry Lewis fanatic, I really, really want to see it. And there's been footage that's been leaked online. Of course, I've watched that over and over and over again. And it's a movie Harry Shearer from Spinal Tap and The Simpsons is well known for have seen The Day the Clown Cried. And has had very difficult times trying to describe what it was like to watch this movie. So anyway, at the press conference, I raise my hand and I ask this question to Jerry Lewis. This is the question I ask. He looks at me, points at me. Yeah, go ahead. And I said, "Are we ever going to see The Day the Clown Cried?" And if laser beams could have shot out of his eyes and made my head explode, it would have happened. And, like, there was a hush in the room. Like, what? Long pause. He's looking directly at me like he wants to kill me. And he goes, "No, we won't. Next question." It's like, and then Roy just smacks me. "What's the matter with you?" And I'm like, it's my number one question for him. I want to see this movie. So, such an idiot. Esmeralda, did you ever have a chance to, like, maybe ask a question of one of your heroes and you end up making a complete idiot out of yourself?
I just never ask. That's my problem.
I was like, if I got my chance, I'm going to ask him about The Day the Clown Cried. What a moron. All right, so I go see Jerry Lewis at the Oak Brook Terrace. This was in 93. I go with Scott Oaken and a couple of other buddies, and me and Scott got first row seats. So we're sitting in the front row. Lewis comes out. He's doing his nightclub act, by the way, an act that by 1993, he had probably done 60 million times, like beat for beat for beat. And I knew every bit that was coming up. I knew every song he was going to sing. I didn't care. It was Jerry Lewis. You know, this was a carbon copy of a show he did in 1974. But I don't care because it's Jerry Lewis. So we're in the front row. And Jerry Lewis used to do this bit with these canes. He would do like a cane. He would come out like a walking cane, and he'd bounce it on the ground and flip it up in the air and do all these stunts and try to catch the cane. And every time he missed the cane, he would throw it all the way up in the air and turn around and catch it behind his back. Every time he would drop one, they would throw another. They would give him another cane. They'd throw one from the side. They'd give him another cane. So this is a bit that he'd done since the 60s or 50s. The cane bouncing, oh, I dropped it, let's throw a cane back at Jerry Lewis and he can do the cane bit. And in fact, he made them insert the cane bit into Damn Yankees. Damn Yankees does not have a scene where the devil does a cane trick for 5 minutes, but Jerry Lewis wanted it, so they added the show just stops. The show is going along. Damn Yankees is going along. All of a sudden it stops, and Jerry Lewis does 10 minutes doing the cane bit. And it was spectacular. It had nothing to do with Damn Yankees. It shouldn't have been in there. Theater, you know, theater people were like, "What is it? Why is this even in here? This is ridiculous." It was awesome. So anyway, he's doing the cane bit in Oak Brook, okay? And I'm sitting in the front row, and he's doing it, and he bounces one of the canes. It goes flying, and then he bounces another cane, and it flies off the stage and into my lap. So now I've got Jerry Lewis's cane. I'm holding on to Jerry Lewis's cane. And I'm like, I'm not giving this back. I'm kidding. This is Jerry Lewis. I'm not giving this back. So Lewis walks over to the edge of the stage, and he leans over, and I'm sitting there, and I got the cane. And now I'm like, humming, humming, humming. I can't even speak. I'm like, and Lewis says to me, are you all right? Are you okay? Did it hit you? Are you all right? I said, I'm fine. He's like, okay, toss that up here. So I go, all right. And I throw the stick up, and he steps into it so it hits him in the crotch purposely. And he goes, hey! So it hits. So the cane hits him in the crotch. Then he looks at me. There's a long pause. People are laughing their heads off. Looks at me, kind of like he did when I asked him the question about the day the clown cried. Looks at me, walks over to the piano, pulls out a gun, walks up to me with the gun, points the gun at me, pulls the trigger, and a flag comes out and goes, pow, and he goes, hi, boo, hi, and walked away. And then goes back to the cane routine. Now, I'm sitting here, and I'm just like, and Oaken is, Scott's sitting next to me, and he hits me on the shoulder, and he goes, dude, you just did a bit with Jerry Lewis. I said, yes, I did, didn't I? This is like the greatest moment of my life. I just did a comedy bit with Jerry Lewis. So, needless to say, that was the highlight of my night. So anyway, those are the two times when I came in contact with Jerry Lewis. So, you know, I hit him in the crotch with a cane. It was a magnificent piece of comedy. Very sophisticated piece of comedy, I might add. All right. So we've got a whole bunch of some celebrities reacting to the passing of Jerry Lewis. And again, this guy was a legend and one of my true heroes. And So we're going to play some clips as well. So if you want to jump in with your thoughts or your memories or your favorite Jerry Lewis movies or moments, please do. Call us at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200.
I forget troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
Jerry Lewis just sings. I've got this on vinyl at home. That's Get Happy. Jerry Lewis passed away on Sunday, a true giant and a legend and one of my massive heroes. In fact, my phone blew up like when it happened. I was asleep. Esmeralda, I was asleep. And I woke up and I looked and there were like 9,000 text messages. I was like, what's going on?
I was waiting for you to say something on Facebook when I saw it.
Yeah. My mom called. She's like, are you okay? Yeah, I'm sad. I mean, he was 91. He lived a really long, lovely life, you know. But still, he's, you know, one of my heroes. So 920 area code says Jerry Lewis would buy Wigwam Mills socks made here in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. He would wear them only once and then donate them to charity. 312 area code says love him or hate him, the guy looked great in a tuxedo. The only two people I can think of who looked as good were Dean Martin and Cary Grant. That's right, baby. All right. Lots of celebrities have reacted to the passing of Jerry Lewis. We've got a bunch of texts or a bunch of tweets that were sent out upon people hearing that Jerry Lewis passed away yesterday, and we'll get to some of those. But he had never won an Academy Award. You know, I think he deserved, but he never did win an Academy Award. But he did get the Jean Hirschhold Humanitarian Award in 2009. And here is a clip from that, the Academy Awards of 2009, the Jean Hirschhold Humanitarian Award.
It has often been said that comedians are just overgrown children. Now, I know it's true that we make faces and crazy sounds and do just about anything for a reaction, but if laughter is the best medicine, then it's time to pay tribute to a comic genius who has had his own universal health care plan for over 60 years. The recipient of the Jean Hirschhold Humanitarian Award, Mr. Jerry Lewis. As Jerry has said, he gets paid for doing what children are punished for. And though that makes him the world's most famous overgrown kid, he's never forgotten all those kids who inspire him, and he has never stopped giving back to them. Jerry has had a huge influence on my career and the career of just about every other comic who's working in movies today. But that pales in comparison to the influence that he's had for those millions known around the world as Jerry's kid. For all that he has given back from one nutty professor to another, it is my pleasure and honor to present the Jean Hirschhold Humanitarian Award to Mr. Jerry Lewis.
Thank you so very much. For most of my life, I thought that doing good for someone didn't mean you would receive commendation for that act of kindness, at least until now. This award touches my heart and the very depth of my soul because of who the award is from and those who will benefit. The humility I feel is staggering, and I know it'll stay with me for the rest of my life. I thank you, I thank the Academy, and to all of you people from the movie business. It's such a joy being a part of you and everything you do. Thank you and good night.
Yeah. So that's from 2009, Jerry Lewis receiving the Hirschhold Humanitarian Award. That was obviously Eddie Murphy who presented it to him. He's Eddie Murphy starred in the remake of The Nutty Professor, as you know, and quite a successful, hugely successful movie that Jerry Lewis put his name on and was also a producer on. In the 90s, Jerry Lewis made a few films. One of them is called Funny Bones. And if you have not seen this movie, it's a great one. Oliver Platt is in it. It's about a dysfunctional family. Jerry Lewis plays his father. He's an entertainer, basically kind of loosely based on the kind of entertainer that Jerry Lewis was. And if you've not seen Funny Bones, it's great. And Jerry Lewis is amazing in it. It's a really heartfelt, serious performance and a very unusual and wonderful film. In it, as I said, Jerry Lewis plays Oliver Platt's father. And there's a scene in the movie where Oliver Platt, who's trying to follow in his father's footsteps as a comedian and entertainer, but not doing very well because he's just not funny. This is a scene that takes place in the movie. This is one of my favorite scenes that Jerry Lewis has ever acted in. It's a scene where he has to tell his son that he's not funny. Yeah, I mean, this is just magnificent work. This is Jerry Lewis from the movie Funny Bones, which is available on DVD.
But let me tell you something straight, Tommy, about what kills me. It kills me that I got lazy using writers, not using me. We were funny people. We didn't have to tell funny stories. We were funny. We had funny bones. And the thing that kills me the most is watching my own son flop time after time. What kills me is however much I spent on writers and coaches, it hasn't worked for you, Tommy. But it's like you're too educated to be funny. All this analysis. I did that. Tommy, I think there are two types of comedians. There's a funny bones comedian and a non-funny bones comedian. They're both funny. One is funny. The other tells funny. And Tommy, it's time you knew, and this kills me the most, but you're neither. You're not funny. Know it now. They're not going to stand and cheer for you no matter what you do.
Amazing. It's such a good movie. If you've never seen it, Esmeralda, did you ever see Funny Bones?
I haven't.
It's kind of an obscure movie, but it's really worthwhile. And of course, I mean, Oliver Platt is, you know, he's amazing. But that's one of my favorite scenes that Jerry Lewis has ever done. That's from the movie Funny Bones. All right, more of a tribute to Jerry Lewis coming up. We got a break here for the news.
You'll never walk alone.
Yeah. Jerry Lewis died Sunday at the age of 91, and this is how he ended every MDA Labor Day telethon. And it was always very dramatic, and it was always great. I mean, that was, you know, I watched it every Labor Day. I would tape it. I would videotape it, so in case I fell asleep, I could watch some of the stuff that was happening at 3, 4 in the morning. Jerry Lewis passed away. He was 91. He was a legend, one of the greatest filmmakers that ever lived, one of the most innovative directors of all time, and a comedic genius. A lot of the celebrities have reacted to his death. Jamie Lee Curtis tweeted, "Jerry Lewis loomed large in my life. Many movies with my mom, and he made home movies with Janet and Tony. He made me and many laugh." Rosemarie says, a show business legend himself, show business legend herself, she said, "Jerry Lewis was an angel to me. I loved him and will never forget him. And what he did for one of the worst times in my life, rest in peace, love, Ro." Jim Carrey said, "That fool was no dummy. Jerry Lewis was an undeniable genius and unfathomable blessing. Comedy is absolute. I am because he was." Patton Oswalt, "Jerry Lewis has passed on. I sincerely hope that his afterlife is a warm, peaceful haven." So comedians coming out and talking about Jerry Lewis. Robert De Niro, who co-starred with him in the great film King of Comedy, said, "Jerry was a pioneer in comedy and film. He was a friend. I was fortunate to have seen him a few times over the past few years. Even at 91, he didn't miss a beat or a punchline. You will be missed." I'm going to play a clip a little bit later on from The King of Comedy. If you've never seen The King of Comedy, have you seen King of Comedy?
I did, because you gave me the DVD.
Oh, I did. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a great movie, and Jerry Lewis is amazing in it. And it's, you know, it came at a time when his career was kind of, you know, on the he was just basically the telethon guy at that point. Because his movies, right around the 1970 era, his type of comedy was not happening anymore. It wasn't the thing. Because the movies of the 1970s moved into a whole different sort of style and territory. Mm-hmm. So his wacky comedy stuff just didn't fit. He made a comeback in 1981 with a movie called Hardly Working that he directed, which became a smash hit. Nobody expected it to be a smash hit. And then he followed that up with working with Martin Scorsese in The King of Comedy, which remains, most people consider, maybe his best performance outside of, like, Nutty Professor. So anyway, he did make the rounds of the talk shows in the 80s and the 90s, and he was always very good on the talk show. There's a particularly funny visit that I would like to play. David Letterman loved Jerry Lewis. Well, like most people who go into comedy, at some point you're going to, you know, admit your love for Jerry Lewis. So Letterman was always good with Jerry Lewis, and Jerry Lewis was particularly, he would be particularly crazy on, I mean, he was always crazy. Jerry Lewis was always crazy, but particularly crazy on Letterman's show. And this is one of those visits where Jerry Lewis just kind of goes a little nuts on David Letterman's show.
If you're introspective enough, you will find that the output of comedy from the observer's side will not hasten the speed with which the laughter envelops itself within the one perimeter. If you take enough time, have a rhythm pattern, and withstanding the hostility or the rejection involved in that one particular move, the within oneself is basic. It has to be a simplistic device.
That's right. I think the man's on to something here. Let me talk about your...
Is Herb coming out?
tell me about the characters you've created in your movie. Where did those come from? Are they just all you, or from observation of other people?
I see people and how certain people look, and before you know it, I get an idea for doing a character. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, have I got an idea.
No. What about Buddy Love?
Buddy Love was... I had always wanted to write the comic version of Jekyll and Hyde. Buddy Love for me was literally the reverse of the Jekyll and Hyde syndrome. It was fun. It was a painful portrayal because it was coming from all of the ugly people, I think, that I've seen that mistreat other people. You also worry, as the writer, if I indeed wrote this, how do I know about that? If indeed I wrote that, I must know about it. Do I know about it based on observation, or does some of that indeed live within me? And it gets a little sticky. So when I had to do the Buddy Love character, I kept procrastinating, so that I shot the professor throughout the entire beginning of the film, and then I was trapped in the last two and a half weeks. I had nothing left but the Buddy Love sequences, and it was difficult simply because it was a culmination of everyone I thought I had ever seen be cruel and unkind to other people. Of course, the delivery of Buddy Love directorially was, I had a half a dozen ways I thought I could devise delivering the character. The way I finally did it was the only scene in the picture that took, I think, 35 or 36 takes on a large camera crane coming down the street, hearing the footsteps. And to get it mechanically and technically perfect in timing, it was the longest, toughest, most tedious day I've ever had on a film.
Yeah.
But it paid off, and it was very, very fulfilling.
That character now is sort of actually a cult hero, a cult figure, isn't he?
Well, what's happening with a lot of people, not from only the punk rock era, but he would definitely be the poster child for punk rock.
Yeah. Are you actually... And I don't mean to seem...
Then why don't you ask something else?
Okay. No. But are you loved in Paris, in France? I read where it takes you 2.5 hours to get from the airport to your hotel when you go overseas.
If I took a limo, it'd be 20 minutes. It's not only France. It's Belgium, the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Germany and Italy is even larger. You want to talk about cults.
Yeah.
I can't even do jokes or bits about that because you have to be humbled by the way they react.
Now, how does...
Why?
Yeah.
They're very bright. I think they love cinema so much, David, that they put their whole heart and soul in fanaticism. They become fans unlike anything you've ever seen, and they are fans for their life.
Mm-hmm.
And they show it. And in a country where they have but a president, every time I'll go, that front page will read the king is back. And it's very, very high regard, and it's humbling, and it's marvelous when I really get depressed here. I get on an Air France flight, and I get pumped up. That's my fix for 2 days. I come back, and I can handle the press here.
I can't tell you how happy I am to have met you and spent some time talking here.
Is this the way you are when you are happy?
Yeah, this is...
Just as happy as I am.
But seriously, it was a lot of fun for me, and I hope if you're in a mood to come back again, do so. Good luck with your continuing awesome film career.
Thank you, David. It was a pleasure.
Nice meeting you. Jerry Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
I was from, I think, 84. Mm-hmm. I think Jerry Lewis talking about Buddy Love, man. One of the most complicated characters ever. We got a bunch of texts here. Trucker Phil says, God bless the memory and the greatness that was Jerry Lewis. Like you, for years, I was always up watching the MDA telethon for years and there was all of his movies in my younger days. My father loved Jerry Lewis as well. Peter in Decatur says, my memory was a one-man show at the Greek Theater in L.A. sometime in the late 60s. It was a mixture of stand-up, pantomime bits as seen in the movies, with the L.A. Symphony playing behind him. There was a plant or two of his people in the orchestra with whom he would do his shenanigans. Well, that's the show that I saw in the 90s. Basically, he just recycled the show that he did for like 35 years, and I didn't care. I'd seen every bit before. I participated in a bit. 815 area code says, with Jerry Lewis passing, do you think that they will release The Day the Clown Cried? I don't know. I'd like that. I would really like to see it. God, I still never forget the look on his face, Esmeralda. I was just like, so are we ever going to see The Day the Clown Cried? Like,
that makes me think that they wouldn't, but I don't know who's in charge of his estate.
Well, yeah, that's the question. I mean, he said that the movie would be, was it 10 years or something, Dan? Because they put it in, they put it into the library last year.
Yeah, Library of Congress.
The Library of Congress. They put the movie into the Library of Congress last year, and Jerry Lewis said, yeah, we'll give it 10 years and we can release it. So we got to wait till 2026. Maybe they'll speed the process up now that Jerry's gone. I don't know. Let's see. What other person can say that they raised billions of dollars for a good cause? It's true. I mean, his humanitarian efforts were, astonishing. When we were freshmen in high school, my best friend and I had massive crush on Jerry Lewis. I remember when he substituted for the host of The Tonight Show for a month before Johnny started. He was great and so funny. We would watch those and talk about them the next day. Did you ever catch any of those shows? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Jerry Lewis hosted The Tonight Show for, I think it was 3 weeks or something. Mm-hmm. And then he had his own talk show. He had two talk shows. They weren't big successes, but they had two talk shows, and one of them was in the 70s or the late 70s, and his Ed McMahon, his sidekick, was comedian Charlie Callis. I'm sure you don't know who Charlie Callis is, but Charlie Callis. Flee, flee, flee. He's another guy who would make weird faces and do
would
some,
they just do that to
each other? Oh, yeah. He's like, hi, for an hour and a half. And I'd sit in front of the TV and just go, genius.
It's like a secret twin language.
Yeah. So anyway, we got more clips to play of Jerry Lewis. My dad's going to come in and tell a joke, and that's coming up right after we break here for the weather and the traffic. A couple more celebrities here. Carl Reiner tweeted, so saddened to learn of the passing of Jerry Lewis, a true comic icon in Boston, 1947. I roared at his and Dean's first ever performance. You know,
wow.
You know, Orion saw Martin and Lewis.
Ooh.
He regales me with the story every once in a while, and it's like I'm so envious. Kumail Nanjiani said, as a kid, I'm pretty sure I was the biggest Jerry Lewis fan in the world. Truly. Rest in peace, Jerry Lewis. William Shatner. Condolences to the family of Jerry Lewis. The world is a lot less funnier today. And then Larry King says, Jerry lived in a world to make us laugh, and laugh we did for decades. His talent was only surpassed by his humanitarianism. Rest well, pal.
Does he have any kids?
Oh, yeah.
Are they, I mean...
One of them was a very, very popular singer in the 60s, Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Oh, right.
That's his son. He had six sons. One passed away, and he's got a daughter who's only 24, 25.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. When he was on tour for that show that I saw at the Oak Brook, he brought her out on stage as an infant. They adopted her. Brought her out on stage as an infant. I think she just turned 25.
I was like, oh, my goodness, Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, Danielle. So, no. He was, he had a lot of kids. Yeah, so.
But none of
grandkids and just Gary Lewis was the only one that was in. No, a couple of them were in show business, but Gary Lewis was a really big success.
The big one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, the movie that I want to play a clip from here is King of Comedy, which you saw.
Yes.
And in it, he plays Jerry Langford, who is kind of a Johnny Carson late night talk show icon. Robert De Niro plays Rupert Pupkin, who is creepy and terrifying and stalker-like, and eventually kidnaps Jerry Langford because he wants to be on the show. Rupert Pupkin wants to be on the show, and he's tired of being ignored. This scene that I'm about to play, most of it was improvised, and the setup is Rupert Pupkin brings this girl that he's trying to impress, played by Diane Abbott, brings him to Jerry's summer home, uninvited. Mm-hmm. Jerry comes home to find Rupert Pupkin making himself at home with his girl, and what ensues is this insanely uncomfortable scene where Langford comes home. This is an uninvited weirdo guest that he wants out of the house. This is an incredible scene. This is one of my favorite scenes ever, and a lot of it was improvised. And it's just a very uncomfortable scene. Just play that. It's one of my favorite scenes ever, and this is from the King comedy.
Rupert, he's saying he wants us to go.
No, he's not saying that. Jerry, tell her that. You're not saying that. He's not saying that at all.
Call the station, John.
Where are you going? Rita?
Yes, sir. Look, there'll be a cab here in 5 or 10 minutes. I'd appreciate it if you'd wait at the gate and use it.
Why, are you going someplace?
No, you are.
Did I say something wrong, Jerry? Because if I did, could we chalk it up to an experience? Rita? I have my stuff right here. We could do it in about, like, a half an hour at the most, and then you'd have the rest of the afternoon to yourself.
I want you out of here. I want you out of here now. Is that plain enough?
I understand.
Is that clear?
Yeah, Jerry, I understand. Look, you're tired. That's okay. I'm going to leave the stuff here, okay? Read it at your leisure and let me know what you think.
Rupert, don't be so dopey. Use your ears. The man is telling us to go.
He is not telling us to go. Will you stop that?
Mr. Langford, I just want you
tell
to
us
know
she's wrong,
I don't
Jerry,
know
please.
Anything about this. I don't even know this guy.
Wrong.
I haven't
Listen,
seen him in years.
Wrong.
He told me you were friends.
Tell
My
us
mistake,
wrong.
I believe.
Rita!
Okay?
Rita!
I feel terrible about
Rita.
This.
Rita!
I'm so humiliated. If there's anything I can do to
Rita.
Make you
Rita! Don't listen
anything,
to Jerry. She's
please,
a girl who works in a bar. She wants to spoil it.
Come on, Rupert. Let's go.
Jerry?
Okay. Come on.
Come on.
Let's go.
Sorry, Mr. Langford.
Here you are.
Jerry, can
you understand English? Take your things
and
go.
All right, I can take a hint, Jerry. I just want to ask you to listen to my stuff for 15 minutes. That's all. Is that asking too much?
Yes, it is. I have a life, okay?
Well, I have a life, too.
That's not my responsibility.
Well, it is when you tell me to call you and then you don't...
I told you to call to get rid of you.
To get rid of me?
That's right.
Okay. All right, I can take a hint.
If I didn't tell you that, we'd still be standing on the steps at my apartment.
Yeah, all right, so I made a mistake.
So did Hitler.
All right, oh, this is the way it is when you're famous. Now I see.
Do you understand now?
Yeah. That's how you guys are, huh?
No, not them.
No,
me, yeah.
That's how you are.
Uh-huh, right.
When you reach the top, huh?
No, I was that way before.
I see. Now I know how people like you
are. All right, goodbye and good luck.
Goodbye. And Jerry... I just want to say one more thing, Jerry. I'm glad what you did to me today. You know that? Because now I know I can't rely on anybody. Not you, not anybody. And I shouldn't rely on anybody.
Right.
You know that? And you want to know something else? I'm going to work 50 times harder. And I'm going to be 50 times more famous than you.
Then you're going to have idiots like you playing your life.
That's right.
Right.
Yes. Come on, Rita. We're wasting our time.
Go ahead, Rita.
Goodbye, Jerry.
John, will lock that door.
Martin Scorsese, who directed the movie, said that when they were shooting the scene, and I mean, De Niro is just, you know, I mean, he won't stop. You know what I mean? I mean, like, it's really uncomfortable. He keeps leaving and coming back. And at one point when Jerry said, so did Hitler, like everybody in the room went, oh, man, it was like, just, oh, my God. So, if you guys have not seen The King of Comedy, it's great. Nutty Professor, one of the greatest movies ever made. My favorite Jerry Lewis movie, the movie that makes me laugh more than any of his movies. I think The Nutty Professor is probably his masterpiece, but the movie that makes me laugh the hardest and most consistently is called The Patsy, which has an endless amount of great gags. It's joke after joke after joke after joke. The Patsy is way up there. The Errand Boy is a great movie. The Bellboy, just, you know. Are they doing it? Is TMC? I heard TMC is probably going to be doing like a tribute to him. Do we know anything about
that? Yeah, I'll see if I can check that information
okay.
down.
All right, cool. Anyway, so rest in peace, Jerry Lewis, one of my heroes and a comedy icon and one of my favorite people ever. So anyway, rest in peace, Jerry.